There's one. Set for stun.
Three guys sitting in a dark room that smells like bad cucumbers.
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
Inconceivable!
Now featuring 11. 11 listeners.
This is me.
Engage.
You slimy scumbag, get on your face and give me 25.
This is the Unique Geek.
And welcome to another edition of the Unique Geek as we continue with the home stretch of our 50-day countdown to Dragon Con. And joining me, as always, for these podcasts is the lovely, the vivacious, the Southern Belle, the Belle of the Ball. Oh, wait, no, we're talking about Lee. Lee!
Oh! Oh, you were getting points. You were so getting so many points, and now...
Negative. No, of course I feel that way about Lee.
That's exactly right, damn it. Lee. Thank you. Hi, how are you, dear? I'm good. We are at 10 days and counting.
Hey, exciting news came out today as we record this.
Oh, although I haven't looked yet, because I had to work.
But yes, yeah, I'm not sure if you're aware, but hold on. The entire living cast of Star Wars will be there. No, I'm just kidding.
That's not fun. That's mean.
I was actually going to point out. I was going to point out that the Dragon Con app was at least briefly released to the Apple's iTunes Store.
It was working for some people. Mm-hmm. So I know that. I will say at the director's meeting, and this isn't privileged information because they've put it out on the Dragon Con LJ and the Facebook. They are working on the Android app and the iPhone app as we speak.
You mean
so
BlackBerry?
Those should be up very, very soon.
You mean BlackBerry? The iPhone app was already released. It was pulled.
Oh, I'm sorry, BlackBerry. Yeah. Well, it first came out on iTunes, so I guess I was not thinking iPhone. But yes, the BlackBerry and the Android. So they're working on those apps as we speak. Yeah. And my husband is very upset because they do not have it for Windows 7. So he's pointing at his smartphone and going, why don't I have it for my Windows phone? So
because Windows and smartphone is an oxymoron.
Because Windows and smartphone is an oxymoron. And with that response, I would like to introduce Kevin.
Hi.
MMORPG. I dread it. Morph director, track director for Dragon Con.
Hi, yeah,
Kevin. Well, yeah, I can't even get that out. So, hi, Kevin.
Wonderful. How are you guys?
Doing great. Thanks
We're
for
a
asking.
Little punchy.
Yeah,
but it's okay.
Well, something about that with 10 days to go.
With 10 days to go, we're a little. But you know what? I'm not. It's going to be an amazing con this year. I keep looking at the schedule. I keep looking at everything that's going on. And I heard it at the track director's meeting. I think this is just going to be the most amazing year. I really do.
Well, 25 years will do that for you.
25 years. You know, we might get, you know, you practice that long, you might get it right.
You know,
you never know.
I'm not sure if you saw this, but on Facebook, on the Dragon Con fan page, someone tried to explain to everyone, well, it's not really 25 years. It's not the 25th anniversary.
No, I did not see that.
You don't know how to count.
25 years.
I don't know.
Channeling comic book guy right now. Well, actually, it's 25 years.
Exactly. Yeah, because really, 87 is when it started, right?
That was 86, I thought.
Is that
which would be 25 years ago.
86. Well, is that right? 87? I thought it was 87. But anyway, the math works out if you actually do the subtraction. However, what they're not counting was that there's actually been 25 events. So it's 25 years in a row there's been an event because they're saying, oh, well, because this year isn't over, it's not. Anyway, who cares? I probably offended that person if they're listening right now. Anyway.
I actually have to tell you, I also figured out something, Kevin. You're going to look at me and go, you're going to kind of look at the Skype screen and go, oh, dear Lord, woman. But I was having to update some stuff for my staff, and we actually have a staff database where we keep stuff because I've been trying to figure out how long I've been on staff. It says it on the staff database. I've been on there 14 years. This is my 14th year.
And she's never bothered to look at the that
and
date.
I have never bothered. I never bothered to look. I feel so doofusy. I'm sorry. That tells you how stressed we are when we're trying to do that.
I'll make you feel old. I actually had a guy on my staff that this will be his 24th year on staff.
That's pretty awesome.
That's insane.
I think that's really awesome that if you have that kind of history with Dragon Con, though. I actually do, because I mean, I can look at it, and this means 16 years since I've been going. I mean, it's a heck of a con 16 years ago. It's a hell of a con now. And I mean, just to see the changes are amazing. I mean, really, really are.
I tell you what gets me about Logan is the year he worked for me, he fell and hurt his leg and was shipped off to the hospital. We thought, well, we're not going to see him anymore this weekend.
Oh.
Next day, he shows up in a wheelchair to work his shift.
Dude,
rest. Do something. He's like, I can't, man. I got to work a shift.
That's an excused absence. That's one of those times you're like, dude, excused absence.
Yeah, really. I'm like, dude, curl up with some pie. Go say hi to, you know, take it easy the rest of the weekend. You've earned it. You wouldn't.
I think pie and Vicodin at that point is a good thing.
Vicodin.
Vicodin.
No, Vicodin. I think I like where Kevin's going here.
I like that. I don't actually think that's a bad idea. So there we go. Okay, sorry. So we're getting off track. So tell me, Kevin, what does the director of that really long name do?
Of Mamulpugas. Basically, if it's massively multiplayer online role-playing game is what it stands for. And basically, if it's World of Warcraft, EverQuest, or any one of now thousands of similar games, then we cover it. Mostly World of Warcraft. I'm not going to lie. 12 million fans can't be wrong. But we do cover other games. And I think this year we're running 37 events over a four-day weekend.
Wow.
What about Farmville? Do you cover Farmville?
Over my rotting corpse. Farmville must die.
But it's massively multiplayer.
Beautiful. That was just the way you said that. Just over my rotting. That was just beautiful. That's a beautiful image.
It's sentiment. I'm crying a little bit.
I just wanted to, you know, bring the true passion I feel about that to light, so that everybody can see.
So what are some other games besides World of Warcraft that you do cover?
Well, Kingdom of Loathing has a huge presence at Dragon Con, because the developers actually come to the convention and hang out with the fans and throw a massive party, which they're throwing on Sunday night this year, by the way. Kingdom Loathing is huge. We've done EverQuest now for, oh dear Lord, almost 10 years.
No offense to EverQuest fans, but EverQuest is still around?
Yeah.
Wow.
Hell yeah, baby.
Yeah, still alive and kicking.
I know that.
And Sony comes out to basically say hi to all the fans, and they usually have a pretty good turnout. They're helping us out again this year. Get a lot of indie studios. I mean, we got the folks that do Global Agenda, Hi-Rez Studios. Before their game ever saw the light of day, they were coming to Dragon Con to tell everybody about it and say that it was coming. And now that it's out and doing really well, we can say, hey, we knew them when. CCP, the guys that do EVE Online and World of Darkness and all that kind of stuff. So we have a pretty wide cross-section. And, of course, we're holding out for next year because Star Wars The Old Republic is shipping soon. And, well, Star Wars MMO at Dragon Con, you do the math.
Yes. Nice. Well, have you heard anything about that? I mean, what's the actual... I know, because the original... The reason why I'm asking, I tried playing the original or the previous...
Star Wars Galaxies?
Star Wars Galaxies, and it was atrocious. Is there any hope for this one to be any better?
Did you ever play Knights of the Old Republic, the game from BioWare?
Yes, I did. I trust BioWare.
BioWare's the folks that are doing Star Wars. They're the ones doing the MMO.
Okay, cool.
So if you like Knights of the Old Republic, chances are you're going to like the Old Republic.
Well, and I also trust BioWare. BioWare puts out some quality work, so.
Yeah, I don't like EA so much, but BioWare,
right.
They run a tight ship, so I have high hopes.
Right.
But Blizzard and World of Warcraft is still the 8-trillion-pound gorilla in the room.
Mm-hmm.
So of our 30-some-odd events, I would say at least 10 have something to do with World of Warcraft, and that's just because we have so many people that they might not know what an MMORPG is, but they know World of Warcraft.
They just don't know they're playing an MMORPG.
They just don't know what they're playing, but yeah.
Yeah, they don't know what type of game it is, but they know the game.
Yeah.
Which is kind of weird. little anecdotal story from last year. We had a couple of guys dressed in costumes as characters from World of Warcraft walking through the lobby of the Sheraton where our track is. And I stop by and say hi to them because, you know, I recognize the characters and I'm all excited that they're going to be part of the MMO track. And
they have a track for that? We didn't know they had World of Warcraft stuff here. We were just dressing up in costume.
So, new track on the block. I think this is our fifth year, and people still don't know we're at Dragon Con, which I find kind of amazing. It's just that big.
Now, how long have you been director of the track?
Well, no, I've been director of the track since day one, but which is 5 years ago. But before that, I was doing panels, EverQuest panels and WoW panels back when it was part of game programming, and before that it was part of the EFF track, Scott Jones's track.
Right.
So going back to the early 90s, we were doing stuff on EverQuest. Ironically enough, I think the first panel I actually planned and did was called "Is EverQuest Dead?"
Oh, how lovely.
8 years later.
What was your stance? Was it yes or no?
I was like, oh, no, it won't be around much longer. You know, World of Warcraft's coming, and that's going to be... Yeah, I was wrong.
Are they still doing... sorry to nerd on this, but are they...
this is your job.
Are they still doing expansion packs for EverQuest?
Oh, yeah. They're up to 16 expansions now.
Wow.
Between that and EQ2, and you mentioned Star Wars Galaxies. You know, the folks at Sony were behind that one, too. So they have quite an impressive little portfolio of games. Of course, they just came out with DC Universe Online not too long ago. So
I was just going to ask you if you're doing anything for DC Universe Online or no.
We are. Sony Online is going to be on hand. They're the community relations team, so, and they want to talk about DCUO and Dragon Con. I can't imagine that there would be a crowd for that.
No. I imagine this is not the right place for them. They should probably...
books and video games? I mean, seriously.
They should probably go down the street to the football game and see if they're interested. And actually, this year, someone that really excited me, and arguably the grandfather of online role-playing is showing up, too.
Yeah, and ironically enough, we don't get him for our track.
Wow, what?
Oh.
No.
How is that possible? Which, of course, we're talking about Richard...
Because he's going to game programming. Rush, who does basically all games that aren't MMOs, which includes just stock regular computer games, which is really where Richard Garriott kind of got... He made his bones with Ultima, so you know, I can claim Ultima Online and Tabula Rasa, but I think Rush has got a little more of a claim on it than I do, so he's going to do a thing for gaming programming. He's only going to be here the one day this year. So.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. He's the one guy that Lee heard me when I heard that he was coming. I was...
get this. The reason he's only staying the one day...
He's fanboy's noise.
Why is he...
He's flying in, doing panels, doing an autograph session, flying out the next day to go to Moscow to talk at a space conference.
Yeah, I think I heard that. Yeah.
How cool would it be to have his life?
Oh, God. He's so awesome, isn't he?
But,
let's talk about him some more. He's dreaming.
I had a bone about Tabula Rasa, so I think they wisely chose to keep him away from me because I was going to give him a fair amount of grief about that game.
Well, you know, my point, though, is that something that I'm trying to say right now. Anyway, what I was trying to say a minute ago was that Ultima Online, for me, was my first online game. I mean, I know that now I'm forgetting the analogy, but the... abbreviation MUDs, is that right?
MUDs and Mushes before that's, that. Yeah, but yeah, Ultima Online was one of the first graphical online games. As a matter of fact, Brian Green, who is a guest at Dragon Con this year, developed the first 3D online graphic-based multiplayer online game called Meridian 59. That only beat Ultima Online to market by maybe a year, maybe two.
Mm-hmm.
But Brian comes every year, and he's a real big fan of the convention and has a lot of interesting insights into how game development has changed over close to 20 years now.
Cool. Well,
it's just scary.
Is he now? He's going to be on your track at some point, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Actually, Brian's talking on my track. He's talking on EFF. He's talking on game development. He's talking on anime. He hits a lot of different areas of interest while he's here.
Well, since we're talking about your track, what big events do you have going on this year?
Well, our granddaddy of them all is We're doing the MMO track party again this year. We started it last year, called it a Gathering of Heroes, which basically encouraged people mm-hmm. dressed up as their favorite MMO character. Live dancing, bar, the whole nine yards. Just
woohoo!
Some more. Last year, we had Jeff and Sandeep from the Guild show up, and they were definitely the life of the party. I can't really advertise who's coming, but if I mention people from the Guild, I probably shouldn't have to draw you a map from there to tell you who else is coming to our party this year. That's going to be a good time. We're also doing the World of Warcraft costume contest on Saturday. We're doing that actually over in the Marriott because costumers usually don't like to leave the Marriott for some odd reason. I can't imagine why. Walking outside in 90-degree heat and makeup and costume pieces. And then on Sunday, we're doing the MMO trivia contest, which our friends at Battle and Brew are coming in to run a trivia contest for us for our fourth annual competition for the Bling Gnome Trophy. We actually have a trophy for this contest.
Wow, and it looks like a gnome?
What does the trophy look like?
It looks like it's a Bling Gnome. And the story behind that, there's a game once upon a time called Dungeon Runners. And you could get an in-game sidekick called the Bling Gnome. So instead of you having to leave the dungeon and go back and sell all your loot and make money, you could send the Bling Gnome to do it for you. But rather than, run off and then come back and give you a sack of gold or something like that, they decided to go the extra step of having the gnome poop out the gold for you. as visceral as that sounds. And so when they came out with this, they actually did a limited run of Bling Gnome statues where he's kind of squatting and pooping out gold. And of the run of 200, they sent us copy number one, and we decided to use that as the base. We use that for our MMO trivia trophy, which most of my staff thinks is the most hideously ugly and offensive thing ever, but I think it's the Geek Stanley Cup, and since I'm the director, what I say goes. Bling Gnome it is.
Well,
but if you're interested in more details on that, I think you can Google Bling Gnome. They still have some of the intro videos and stuff like that. It's pretty humorous.
They do, and it actually has a Facebook page, too, as I was Googling it.
I did not know that.
Yes, he's a Facebook page. It doesn't look like they've updated it. Hold on. Does it? Oh, most recent.
The game went defunct quite some time ago, but the Bling Gnome lives on.
Oh, no. Someone is still posting it's a fan page actually, Bling Gnome. Yes, so you can check that out on Facebook and
love it. This is awesome. So so are we ready?
Go ahead.
Okay, I'm just asking. So you talked about what you're having on your track. Is there anybody you can't wait to go and get to see on another track of all the guests we have coming this year? We don't have time to go see them, but.
Yeah, but that's just it. I don't have time to go see him. I really want to meet Carrie Fisher because, well,
yeah,
she was an introduction to my teenage years, and I'll leave it at that.
That works.
I could never get enough of seeing Shatner in front of a microphone, and unfortunately, I'm probably going to miss that too. But I'm sure that'll be on DragonCon TV all weekend long. Honestly, the folks I'm really looking forward to meeting are the ones that are actually going to be on my track because I get to meet Will Wheaton this year, and I think that's going to be pretty cool.
Oh, sweet.
Cool.
I get him because of the Guild, so yeah, I get Will and Felicia. And Felicia I met 2 years ago, and she is as nice can be, so I'm looking forward to seeing her again.
Who all from the Guild is coming this year?
Will and Felicia. Amy Okuda, who plays Tinkerbala, and Robin Thorson, who plays Clara. Are also coming this year. In fact, Robin and Amy will be judges at our World of Warcraft costume contest, tying the whole thing back together. So they will be our celebrity judges for the costume contest, which I think will be a lot better than the last time we tried to run a costume contest and had a very awkward moment. We were running a general MMO, fans of all games could dress up in costumes. So we had folks from Funcom and Sony and all these different game companies, and every last costume was World of Warcraft.
Oh.
Yeah. Awkward.
Oh.
So this time we decided not to get game studio representatives to be our judges because,
Yeah, that would be a little... Whoops.
Yeah. rookie mistake.
Well, you know, I mean, look.
You hoped.
Look, what are people going to recognize? I mean, that's kind of the deal. Most of the costumers are going to go with something people. Although I guess there are those obscure costumes that you kind of have to think about to get. But for the most part, and if you're looking at MMO, and no offense to EverQuest, because I know they were there first. But if I have to do an elf, I'm probably going to go World of Warcraft because it's going to be more recognizable, even though they are sort of look almost identical, really.
Well, they're elves in a bunch of different games, and but if you see it, like if you see somebody in armor carrying a big sword, you're not going to think EverQuest Pally. You're going to think World of Warcraft, and that's just, you know, if you look at it like a pie chart, World of Warcraft is such a big chunk of the pie compared to everybody else. It's, you know.
Actually, if some of us saw people in that, we'd look at our husband and our 12-year-old son and go, what's that supposed to be? So, sorry. I need help, I know. I only have half a geek card when it comes to gaming stuff. So that's cool.
My three-year-old
is
starting to get acquainted with him, but...
Well, my son is... He's still doing a lot. I mean, my son is really doing a lot with Wii, but I will say he came to a panel you guys ran last year about MMORPGs that kids can play. And he and my husband had a list, and they looked at some of them. I think it's just the time commitment is a little tough. He is doing the Dungeons & Dragons online a little bit with that one, and he's liking it. But that's been the biggest one for him because he's already kind of gotten into Dungeons & Dragons as a game. But that's about the only one he's doing. But he really loved the panel, and he said it was really interesting, and they gave hand... And, of course, my son is the only child in the world that geeks out because they were like, they gave out handouts. Look, we've got a whole list. I'm like, awesome.
Well, I got to give credit where it's due on that. Crystal Vex, who's was my former editor at Massively once upon a time, but she's now one of my staffers. She put all that together, and she does a fantastic job of preparing stuff like that. You know, we have trailers for upcoming games. She did the kid-friendly stuff last year. She also co-hosts the Snarkcast with me, which means she gets votes for sainthood for putting up with me on a weekly basis.
Oh, no.
But, yeah, she works her tail off to put that stuff together, so I want to make sure she gets a shout-out for that because she does a fantastic job.
Well, since you mentioned it, where can people find Snarkcast?
We're at dc-mmo.org, the DC MMO website. We have the Snarkcast hosted there. We also have an iTunes feed. You can just look for DragonCon MMO, and you'll find the Snarkcast. We only have 21 episodes because while we say it's weekly, it's, well, pretty much whenever our schedules let us over the last 2 years. It's taken us 2 years to get to 20 episodes. It's kind of pathetic. But we usually make up for it for heaping doses of snark and commentary, both on Dragon Con issues and on events and things that happen in the gaming industry. So it's half news, half entertainment, and all snark.
Cool. Well, let me ask you this, too. So it's Tuesday. The con's over. And you've had your, was it Dead Dog Party?
Mm-hmm.
And... you're going to go relax and just go, whew, it's done. What is it that you do to basically get away from Dragon Con?
Oh, I keep making promises that I'm going to do that every year. I told everybody last year I was going to hold out at least 30 days before I started planning for next year. I made it 3.
So, oh, really?
So, I came home Monday night, and by Thursday, I was already hatching schemes for this year, which is a sickness and a problem. At least that's what my wife says. So, usually, I spend Tuesday unconscious, because 4 days with little sleep, I'm usually pretty wiped out. But this year, since we have a new addition to the family, I imagine I will be getting acquainted with my son.
Ah, nice. Now...
Aww.
How many hours of programming do you put out for your track?
Hours? I think this year we're just a little over 50.
Okay, how do you do that? Because you have a room and a half, right?
Well, I have, yeah, that's kind of it. The other thing is we also do a lot of events out of a ballroom a lot. Like when we have Felicia Day in the guild, that's a ballroom.
Okay, that's true.
So at some point, I think the worst we have this year is we're running two events and setting up a third. But our first year, we were actually running three events simultaneously. We'd have panels going on in two rooms and something going on in the ballroom. We're getting away from that because that's just insane. But even this year, I have 16 people to help me pull off all the crazy stuff I'm doing this year. Because it's a combination of, you know, all-night parties. We're doing a Watch the Guild marathon. You know, and while we have stuff going on in that room, we'll have stuff going on in a ballroom downstairs, and you just need bodies at that point.
Well, see, and that's really cool that you do that. I think for me, I've done that in the past sometimes, but what I've found is I made myself and my staff crazy trying to have some of us in one room and some of us in another, and I was just like, all right, so if we've got a big room, we're just doing the big room. Forget it. Unless we've got to double ourselves, we're just doing it this way.
And that's kind of the way we're doing it.
Yeah.
But I kind of asked for a little more forbearance from our senior director. I said, look, I know it's ridiculous that a track has 16 staff, but I can put them to work.
Oh, I don't think it's ridiculous.
I made was doing it with 10 people.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, and we had guys that were, I mean, our average was like 50 hours that year. And this year I'm not scheduling anybody for over 30.
No.
Because I want them to actually be able to enjoy the free badge they've earned by working for me all weekend.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I was not trying to say that I think you're crazy to do it. I just like, that's a lot of work for you and your staff. So I give you kudos for being able to do it.
Well,
because it's tough.
Yeah, and I think a lot of that, you just go, you do spend so much time planning it out during the year that by the time you get to con, it's like everybody knows where they have to be. You know, bother me if something is going wrong. Otherwise, you know how to handle it. So my staff is the best group of guys in the world. And I'll tell anybody who asks. So
there you go.
I'm thankful for each and every one of them, even the new folks who I haven't completely trained yet.
Very cool. I just can't believe it's 10 days.
10 days.
Tell me about
10 days.
10 days.
All right, so let me ask you, I believe we asked you this last year, but let me ask you, let me put a little twist on it. If you could have three characters from a video game, doesn't a massively multiplayer game, massively multiplayer online role-playing game, it doesn't have to be one of those, but if you could have three characters to be panelists at, on your track, who would they be?
Oh, man, I'm going to need a second to think about that. I'm going to cheat. I have to. I mean, of course, I'm going to have to pick a World of Warcraft character, so I'm going to say the Lich King.
Ah, okay.
So I got to throw that. That's one stop to MMOs. But let's see. Darth Vader, that counts.
All right. Yes, true. Okay.
Completely.
Fair enough.
We are not disagreeing.
Fair enough.
And while Captain Kirk doesn't technically, I mean, Star Trek's just so target rich, and the fact that there's a Star Trek MMO, that would be unfair to pick somebody from that show. But let's see if I can come up with a better example. No, I'm going to cheat. Captain Kirk. Technically, he's a video game character. I should have him on my track, but Regina and company do not sit that way. Because if I played by those rules, technically I could have every guest at con. It's like, wait a minute, there's a video game for that. He belongs to me.
Is there a video game for Vampire Diaries? That was a question we asked earlier.
There isn't yet, but the folks at CCP are working on a World of Darkness MMO, which is Vampire the Masquerade.
Yeah.
So vampires are covered. So
so it does cover you with everybody then.
Yeah,
well,
pretty much.
Now, is there a Warehouse 13 one yet?
No. Not
okay, there was actually, they did do something this week about MMORPGs. So I actually thought, I was like, I know what that means. I was very proud. And she got to be an elf, and she was very upset because she was like, man, I didn't want to be an elf. My ears are all pointy. It was funny. It was a very good episode.
It's funny you should say that because one of the video games, the Global Agenda, that comes, they had their whole advertising campaign before the game came out was Global Agenda, no elves allowed. And they had this whole animated skit of an elf walking through the woods all peaceful and frolicking and whatever. And then you see a pair of gun sights form over him and a sniper hits him from a couple hundred yards away.
Nice. Yeah.
Global Agenda, no elves. And I thought that was just absolutely brilliant.
Oh, that's awesome. That is absolutely awesome.
My incessantly plugging the the folks that are coming. Oh, well, okay. One plug I had to do, and I apologize for this. And I wouldn't
this
do
is
it
where you're supposed
these
to do
guys
it.
Are so awesome. But we actually have a track sponsor this year, our guild launch, which is, does a lot of guild hosting and online Ventrilo servers and things like that for the MMO community, has offered to sponsor us for this year, and they have helped us out immensely with prizes and stuff to give away. We've had sponsors in the past, but I never really felt strongly enough about it to promote them. But these guys have really done solid by us, so I wanted to say something.
Very cool.
Yeah, I was going to mention, yeah, you're like one of the there's a couple of tracks that have sponsors, but you're the one that I think I first heard of having sponsors. And I guess it makes sense too, because there is something specific that you can that people can sponsor. There's a lot of rich area there where especially like what you're talking about there, people, there's a service that people can go to that to work with. So
yeah, I mean they're kind of a natural tie-in with us. The phenomena of track sponsors and all that is relatively new, although I think Trek had been doing it for some years. But these guys come in and they give us prizes to give away. They introduce us to contacts at gaming companies, so we get game studios to come to the con and talk to our fans. And they've really been a big help in getting us set up. So yeah, I've never really in the past been a big fan of advertising or sponsorships, but these guys have really chipped in and helped out. So credit where it's due, man. They've done really well by us.
Well, someone's got to keep the lights on.
And that too.
So, all right. Well, before we wrap this up, can we get some information on where people can find more, more information about your track, and if you have a Twitter account or Facebook page or even a Friendster account possibly?
All of the above. Actually, we're at dc-mmo.org is the website. We host the Snarkcast there. We put all kinds of track information there. We do have a Facebook page. It's let's see if I can remember the URL. I believe it's just DragonConMMO or facebook.com/DragonConMMO. Let's see, what else have we got? Yes, that is what the page is. We also have a Twitter feed at DCMMO, which you'll get usually as announcements of new articles on the website, but every now and then I get on there and start interacting with the fans. Plus the new iPhone app, the new DragonCon iPhone app that has all the track information about all the stuff we're doing and that kind of stuff.
It's going to be so cool.
Yeah, I actually got it last night, and it works fine online, so that's why I was surprised when you guys said they had pulled it.
Yeah, we had someone just a little bit ago try to go get it, and it said that it wasn't available right now.
Yeah. I think it's just going up and down, because I think they're trying to tweak it a little bit more.
Well, I know a lot of folks have been writing, and it's like, oh, this is bugged, and that's bugged, and it's not that it was particularly buggy, but
anytime
you release software, that kind of thing happens.
And if I may remind people, it's free.
Yeah. Let's remind it's free, and let's remind one thing else. Even though it's on the app, doesn't mean it's a final schedule.
Well, the cool thing about the app, though, is they update it every day. When they make schedule changes.
There will be many interesting things on that. There you go.
Exactly. And it saves so many trees' lives. Please, protect the trees.
Protect the trees. I actually think, you know what, though? I really do think we will get to a point in probably a very few years, not many, that we won't ever put out a pocket program again.
Yeah.
I really do, and I think we'll get to the point where we don't put out the big DragonCon book either.
That would be kind of disappointing, but I get
it.
It
would be kind of disappointing, but I do see it happening. Yeah. I like it, too. I have them for all my years. I don't know where the hell I have them, but I have them somewhere. But yeah,
the thing about the program, though, is the advertising space. The con makes a lot of money off of selling ads.
Yeah, that's true. That is true.
when you're in line for 4 hours with nothing else to read. It's kind of a captive audience.
Yep.
So you gotta bring your Kindle.
Don't
technology thing in.
Don't tell them that. They're trying to make money. Stop.
Read the big book. Read the big shiny book. Read the big shiny book. Sorry.
Read the big shiny book. You know, now that they got this new registration system, I think the days of 4 hour lines have ended.
Yes, hopefully.
We're all crossing our fingers and toes and other bits that can be crossed. That is going to be awesome.
I have faith. I have faith. All right. Yeah. Well, anyway, Kevin, thank you very much for coming on again. We appreciate it. And again, where's your track at? What's your official room number?
We are in the Sheraton in the Savannah room, which is down at the end of the hall for those of you who have been there before.
And I think Brit Track's over there too as well.
Yeah, Brit Track, Trek Track, I think Paranormal is over there.
Paranormal is over at the Sheraton, yeah.
So,
or at least was last year.
Last year. I'm not sure. I know Brit Track and Trek are still at the Sheraton along with us. But every now and then they throw somebody else in there just to get between me and Garrett because, you know, we play practical jokes on each other and that sort of thing.
All right.
Last year he owed all the other track directors free donuts and he bought it.
Oh, awesome.
Oh, did he? How did that happen?
I didn't get donuts.
I want to hear the story.
Well, you weren't in the Sheraton. I was walking in on day one and our first panel was a kind of a meet and greet where we're going to have coffee and donuts. So I'm walking in with like 6 dozen donuts and I walk by the track room and I see Garrett and I said, "Hey man, where are your donuts?" He says, "What do you mean?" I was like, "You're first year track director. You have to buy donuts for all the other directors. What's up?" I hold up the bag. I was like, "I've just collected from all the other first year directors." And he has that look of sheer panic on his face.
Oh, that's
and
awesome.
He's halfway out the door before his second goes, he's having fun with you.
He's screwing with you, dude.
Yeah. So he got even with me later at the Kingdom of Loathing party. He dropped by and put me in my place. But we had a good time. He's a great guy.
Nice. Lee was just mentioning earlier that he was at the director's meeting and that he was really, really nice. So, and funny.
Yeah, he's hysterical.
Yeah. All right. So, Kevin, everyone check out the Sheraton. Our friends will be over there at Brit Track too. So just walk on down to the end of the hall where all the where all the elves and the dwarves are hanging out. And possibly
just look
humans.
For the bald guy with a goatee wearing black. Which describes about half my staff.
Well, I was going to say, they could be like 1/4 of Dragon Con's attendance as well. So, it's possible. Anyway, until next time for Lee and the rest of the crew over at the Unique Geek. Peace.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
This has been a production of the Unique Geek. To leave a comment or suggestion, call us at 813-3210-TUG or email us at thegeeks@theuniquegeek.com. Follow the geeks on Twitter @TheUniqueGeek. Visit our listserv at listserv.theuniquegeek.com. This podcast is distributed under a Creative Commons share alike non-commercial license.